Chapter 7. I, when the thorn on the down quivers naked and cold, and the mid-aged and old pace the path there to town, and these words dry and drear it seems to them, sighing, oh, winter is trying to sojourners here. 2. When it stands fully dressed on a hot summer day, and the ewes there astray find its shade a sweet rest, by the breath of the breeze it inquires of each farer, who would not be sharer of shadow with these? 3. But by day or by night, and in winter or summer, should I be the comer along that lone height, and its voicing to me only one speech is spoken. Here once was nigh broken a heart, and by thee. From her in the country, I thought, and thought of thy crass clanging town to folly, till convinced such dreams were ill, I held my heart in bond, and tethered down fancy to where I was, by force of will. I said, how beautiful are these flowers, this wood, one little bud is far more sweet to me than all man's urban shows, and then I stood urging new zest for bird, and bush, and tree, and strove to feel my nature brought it forth of instinct, or no rural maid was I, but it was vain, for I could not see worth enough around to charm a midger fly, and mused again on city din and sin, longing to madness I might move there. 16 W.P. V. 1866. Her confession, a some bland soul, to whom a debtor says I'll now repay the amount I owe to you, an inward gladness feigns forgetfulness, that such a payment ever was his due, his long thought notwithstanding, so did I at our last meeting wave your proffered kiss with quick divergent talk of scenery nigh, by such suspension to enhance my bliss. And as his looks in consternation fall when, gathering that the debt is lightly deemed, the debtor makes as not to pay at all, so faltered I, when your intention seemed, converted by my fulsome eagerness to putting off forever the caress. W.P. V. 1865-67. To an impersonator of Rosalind, did he who drew her in the years ago till now conceived creator of her grace with telescopic sight high natures know, discern remote in time's untraveled space, your soft sweet mien, your gestures, as do we, and with a copyist's hand, but set them down, glowing yet more to dream our ecstasy, when his original should be fortune. 4. Kindled by that animated eye, whereto all fairnesses about thee brim, and by thy tender tones, what white can fly the wild conviction welling up in him, that he at length beholds woo, parley, plead, the airy, very Rosalind indeed. 8. Adelphi Terrace, 21st April 1867. To an actress, I read your name, when you were strange to me, where it stood blazoned bold with many more. I passed it vacantly, and did not see any great glory in the shape it wore. Oh, cruelty, the insight barred me then. Why did I not possess me with its sound, and in its cadence catch and catch again your nature's essence floating fair around? Could that man be this I, unknowing you, when now the knowing you is all of me, and the old world of then is now a new, and purpose no more, what it used to be a thing of formal journey work, but do the springs, that then were sealed up utterly? 1867. The minute before meeting, the gray gaunt days dividing us in twain seemed hopeless hills my strength must fain to climb, but they are gone, and now I would detain the few clock beats that part us. Rein back time, and live in close expectance never closed and change for far expectance closed at last, so harshly has expectance been imposed on my long need, while these slow blank months passed. And knowing that what is now about to be will all have been in oh, so short a space, I read beyond it my despondency, when more dividing months shall take its place, thereby denying to this hour of grace a full up measure of felicity. 1871. He abjures love, at last I put off love, for twice 10 years the daysman of my thought, and hope, and doing, being ashamed thereof, and faint of fears and desolations, rotten his pursuing, since first in youth time those disquietings, that hard enslavement brings to hale and hoary, became my housefellows, and, fool and blind, I turned from kith and kind to give him glory. I was as children be who have no care, I did not shrink or sigh, I did not sicken, But lo, love beckoned me, and I was bare, and poor, and starved, and dry, and fever-stricken. Too many times ablaze with fatuous fires, enkindled by his wiles to new embraces, did I, by willful ways and baseless ires, return the anxious smiles of friendly faces. No more will now rate I the common rare, the midnight drizzle dew, the gray hour golden, the windy yearning cry, the faulty fair, things dreamt, of comelier hue than things beholden. I speak as one who plumbs life's dim profound, one who at length can sound clear views and certain. But after love what comes? A scene that lours, a few sad vacant hours, and then, the curtain. 1883. A set of country songs. Let me enjoy minor key. Let me enjoy the earth no less, because the all-enacting might that fashioned forth its loveliness had other aims than my delight. 2. About my path there flits a fair, who throws me not a word or sign. I'll charm me with her ignoring air, and laud the lips not meant for mine. 3. From manuscripts of moving song inspired by scenes and dreams unknown, I'll pour out raptures that belong to others, as they were my own. IV. And some day hence, towards paradise, and all its blessed, if such should be, I will lift glad, afar off eyes, though it contain no place for me. At Casterbridge Fair, the ballad singer, sing, ballad singer, raise a hearty tune. Make me forget that there was ever a one I walked with in the meek light of the moon, when the day's work was done. Rhyme, ballad rhymer, start a country song. Make me forget that she whom I loved well swore she would love me dearly, love me long, than what I cannot tell. Sing, ballad singer, from your little book. Make me forget those heartbreaks, achings, fears. Make me forget her name, her sweet, sweet look. Make me forget her tears. 2. Former beauties, these market dames, mid-aged, with lips thin drawn, and tissues sere, are they the ones we loved in years agone, and courted here? Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.